Hello?
Yes, Steve.
Oh, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing nothing but thinking as since I spoke to you last night. I've reviewed everything, and I don't feel able to say no to you.
God bless you. Thank you.
It's an awful hard decision for me. Life has been anxious for me to get out. I wonder, Mr. President, if there were three aspects of it that I was hoping that would work out. Will you be able to make it clear that I'm the chairman, so that I won't have to
without any question
running around me?
Without any question, nobody will be running around you, and everybody will know that. And we'll swear you in over to the White House, and we'll make them come, and we'll say it in a statement, and so on and so forth.
Good. And will I be able to have a say in the personnel?
Yeah, sure. You select them all. I don't select any. You check them up grade 10 and 12, but you say it, and we'll talk to you about any members we put on there.
Oh, good. And could I feel free to call upon you?
Anytime. You just take Harry McPherson and tell him what you want to do. Come see me anytime.
Oh, well, fine, Mr. President.
You just report directly to me, and you work with me, and the Attorney General will give you some leadership and advice on the general problem. Time to time, we'll exchange views, but Harry McPherson's my specialist on it, but you'll be my specialist in this particular field, and we'll have another appointee, and we'll talk to you about it, and you'll have to go help us find him. We want to get a good Latin somewhere that's really acceptable to the working Latin people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll get your nomination on up there, and then we'll sit down and work out the details. But I think you can make a great record. I think you can make it for the country. I think you can do a good job for these poor minority groups. And I think with all the employers in the nation, you can have an entree and a good impression. Where you can really correct some injustices, help them, help me, and help the country.
Well, I can't refuse you when you ask me to do something, Mr. President. I just I appreciate the confidence.
I'm grateful, and I'll be in touch with you as soon as I get your nomination ready.
When do you expect it?
Oh, I could probably announce it tomorrow if the Senate's in session, and get send it up. When they'll have a hearing, and they'll call you and get your biographical data. I just tell them that you had done this work, and you knew the president when he was vice president. You worked with the president and Ambassador Goldberg in setting up all these programs, plans for progress, and other things. You had planned to go in private life, but the president said that we had a war on, had lots of problems, and we needed you, and so you agreed to come and try to do a good job for him. That's what you're going to do. That'd be the line I'd take. I'd tell the papers if they asked me. Not that you're hard to get or that you're arrogant or you're tough, but the president asked you to do it, and you think in times need, you may not leave your family much money, and you may not leave them anything else, but you don't want to leave them with a reputation that you turned down your country when they needed you to serve it. This is a very explosive, very difficult, very uncharted course. You have had little experience. Justice Goldberg brought you into it. You work with me, and it's very important the chairman have the president's confidence, and you think you do have it, and he asked you. You didn't want it, didn't apply for it, but he asked you to take it. You felt like it, when the president of your country asked you, it, you ought to do it. That'd be the kind of the general line I'd follow.
Well, I certainly feel that way, and I hope I will get the opportunity to work with you someday.
We will. We'll be together. I'll let you know when I get ready to send your name up, then we'll let you know when we get the thing. We'll have a swearing-in ceremony, and then we'll line up you, get your ducks in a row.
All right, fine, Mr. President. I'll just wait to hear from you.
That'll be good.
All right. Thank you. Bye.